Morning, everybody. Fantastic. Let's just say a wee word of prayer. God, we just thank you for the amazing things that we've already seen this morning, Lord, especially that incredible mime, Lord, that just reminded us all of the gift of being able to worship you. So, Father, we just want to pray now that as we turn to your word, you would speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, guys, as you know, our theme this year has been walking with Jesus, and we're going to think about that a little bit further in just a second, but I need two really brave volunteers who can run, all right? Brave volunteers who can run. Okay. Well, good woman. Come on ahead. Yes, perfect. Now, I need one on this side as well, on this side. Okay, Charlie, good man. Come on ahead. Perfect. Right. Have we all played before the Go Get Me game? Okay. So very simply, right, now Balcony, you don't get to play right now, but don't worry, you'll get a wee role later on, okay? But right, basically your job is you have got to go and find these things from people on this side, okay? So this is your team, and you've got to go find these things from people on this side, and you've got to then bring them to me. Does that make sense? All right. So it doesn't matter. I'm just going to be sitting here waiting. Whoever's quickest up with the item I asked for gets the point, all right? So guys, get ready. You all poke your pockets and find the things that I want. So first of all, I want 63p. Go ahead. Go on. Okay, here we go. Adults, you don't get up, okay? You just sit there and, you know, get it all over, right? 63p. Oh, that's far too much. That's nowhere near it. What do I have here? That's 60p. No good. 63p I'm looking for. Okay. What? Well, sorry. That's 42p. 42p. 63p. Well done. Well done. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Okay. Thanks a lot. Good man. Thank you. Perfect. Okay. Excellent. Right, now next one. Go get me. A Nokia phone. Okay, it's Noah had a Nokia phone. A Nokia phone, all right. Nokia phone. Moses also had one. Moses had a Nokia phone as well. Okay, we're struggling here. No Nokia phones. Oh dear, Balcony, have you a Nokia phone? Okay, right, come back up then. Right, come back up. Okay, come on. Oh, sorry, have I got a Nokia phone? You can't be making it. Are you pulling the apple off the back of yours? What? Oh, ingenuity here, ingenuity. That's a Samsung phone. Okay, hold on. No, I'm not seeing one. Accept that. Those are cookies. Accept the cookies. We're accepting some cookies. Oh, here we have it. We have a Nokia. Nokia phone. Well done. It's a phone with the word Nokia written on it. Well done. Right, now stay with me, right? Do you want to give that back? Give that back to your dialer. Right. Okay, right. Now, consent is important here, okay? A single ginger hair. Go! A single ginger hair. All right. Hold on a second. Has anyone got a ginger nut biscuit just to compare it to? Okay, just to make sure it is. Okay, let me see. Yeah, I can confirm that is a lovely, natural ginger hair. Well done. Very good. Sorry, right, okay. Right, yous aren't done yet. Okay. I want you to go forth and find me some euros. Euros, all right? Euros. Any euros there? Ah, 2-2. Well done. Thank you again. Right. Fantastic. Right, now finally. Oh, no. At all yet. Right. Some unused chewing gum. Go for it. Good. Unused chewing gum. Okay.
result. Thank you. Okay. That was great. Oh, good. Thank you again. Nice. Okay. Now, the thing we need, okay, everybody can see this, right, if the balcony wants to go down. Okay, a pair of hiking boots. No, they're just clean hiking boots. Okay, any clean boots? No. Wallies. Those are well. Sorry? Yes.
Okay, the balcony have something. Thank you very much. What's that telling? Oh.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we have some. Could you open up that for me, Charlie? Thank you so much. Brilliant. Okay, so we got some hiking boots in there. Okay, so it's 2-2-1. Is that right? 2-2-1. The balcony has some hiking boots. Okay, the next thing. I want a green baseball cap. A green baseball cap. Anyone got a green one? Green baseball cap. Green baseball cap. Yes, Cotton. Oh, well, look at that. Right, thank you very much. There we go. Well, I'm colorblind. That's near enough. Has anyone got anything more green than that? That's gray. I suppose that is gray. Okay, gray. Well done, Carlton. Well done. And finally, I want some armor. Who's got some armor with them? Armor. Right, any actual... Like a shield. Oh, the back. Wow. Right. Oh, that's very good. Very good. Well, thank you very much for two Bibles. Okay.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh. All right, you got it. Don't throw a Bible down. Oh, look at that. Wow. All right. Brilliant. I think that's really good. That's really good. Well done. Why don't we give our volunteers a big cheer? Thank you so much. Brilliant. And you win. What do you see you win? You win some chewing gum. Well done, you. And €5. Okay. Big round of applause. Well done, everybody. Okay, excellent. Right. So, from our psalm today, we see three things on the next slide, right? We see three things. That our psalm tells us that on our walk with Jesus through the journey of life, that there are kind of three dangers that we might meet. The first danger you might meet is this, that as you walk through this life, you might stumble. It says you might lose your footing. Okay, you might lose your footing. And that would be really dangerous if you were walking through the desert and suddenly you twisted your ankle or something and you were on your own. You'd be in such danger. But we're told that when the psalmist is worried about losing his footing, he doesn't look up to the hills. He looks up to the Lord who made heaven and earth, who doesn't let our foot slip. So that's really important that we remember that. When we're walking through life, there will be things that trip us up, but we look to God and he can look after us. The second thing that there's a fear of when you're on a journey through the desert, on your journey of life, is that you might get sunstroke. Has anyone here ever had sunstroke? Oh, man. Terrible. Okay, quite a few of us have sunstroke. But you can wear this clearly green hat, gray possibly, and it'll stop you getting sunstroke. The other thing that they're worried about in this psalm is moonstroke. Has anyone ever heard of moonstroke? Okay, moonstroke. Well, moonstroke, do you know the word lunacy? Lunacy. It comes from the idea that it's from lunar, okay? So it's this idea that being in the kind of moon, under the moon, nighttime disorientation, that you kind of lose your mind. So there are some things that can really scare us and confuse us and play with our heads. But what the Bible tells us is that God can protect us from that as well. So the psalmist, as he walks through life, He looks up to God. He looks up to God. And the final thing he says is that God can keep him from harm. Because as you're walking through the journey of life, there are sometimes people that will try to get you or people that will hurt you. And the Bible tells us that he can protect us from that as well. He can really protect us. And you know, this is good armor because it can really protect us also. Now, who gave me all those things? Who gave me all those things? Carlton. Okay. Now, Carlton, isn't Carlton great? But he's actually not as good as God. Okay. And here are the three reasons why Carlton was great giving me those things. But the three reasons why Carlton, as good as he is, isn't as good as God. Here's the first one. God made everything, right? Now, Carlton makes nice stew and things, okay? And all of that, and writes good sermons, but he didn't make everything. So whatever you are facing, as big as it might seem at the time, God made it. You think about that. Even if somebody, you know, was coming after you with things that really terrified you, you can remember God made that person. And he made the ground that they're running on. He made the sky. He made the air. He made everything. So when you're afraid of somebody, remember that God made them. Or if you're afraid of something, remember that God made it. And Carlton Baxter didn't. That's why God's even better, because God made everything. Here's the second thing. Carlton Baxter is great, but see if you call him about 3 a.m. in the morning. You know what he's doing? He's writing sermons. No, he's not. He's sleeping, all right? Because everybody has to clock off at some stage, don't they, and have a wee rest? Well, God, it tells us, never slumbers nor sleeps. So whenever we're facing something difficult, we can call on God. He is always awake and always there. And see the final thing. Do you remember I had to look up to the balcony for the three things that I really needed? Okay, you guys have got Euros and chewing gum and things. But for the things I really needed, the hiking boots, the armor, and the hat, I had to look up. Well, here's the incredible thing. The psalmist did have to look up, and he had to look up because he said, God's up there. But the amazing thing is, see, our God, he has come down. He's come down. He has come down in the person of Jesus. And there's Carlton coming down now to prove he can do it too. Okay? He's come down in the person of Jesus. And he has walked in our shoes. But here's the most amazing thing. That right here and right now, he's down by his Holy Spirit. He's right here by his Holy Spirit. And if we need something, as we often do, and I have done in the last few days and all the rest of it, we can just ask God for it. Because he, by his Holy Spirit, is with us. Isn't he amazing? And isn't he better than Carlton Baxter? Even though that's hard to believe, he's better than Carlton Baxter. He made everything. He never clocks off. And he really did come down. And I love this next wee quote just as I finish up from a guy called Martin Luther. And he says this, Martin Luther, he's a really famous reformer. He says, we should remain steadfast in faith and await God's help and protection. Because even though it sometimes appears that God is sleeping or snoring, that is certainly not so. Despite the way we feel and think, God is surely awake and watching over us. And eventually we'll learn that if we can only hold fast. God is awake and he's there and he can help you. Let's stand together. And I am just going to pray before I hand over to somebody else to do something else. Praise givings, is it? Oh, yes. Fantastic. Let's pray, folks. When I say one, do Superman. Come on, Carlton. Superman.
One.
Two, fold your arms. And three, bow your head. So one, two, three, bow your head. Heavenly Father, we thank you that when we are walking through difficult times, when we are walking through all sorts of circumstances, that we can look to you for help. And Lord, we thank you that you provide, Lord, the boots for our feet. You provide the protection for our minds. and you provide the armor for us. And Lord God, we thank you that you made everything, that you never sleep, and that you came down to help us. Praise you, God, for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, and the Father who loves us. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you.